when they hear that in our bed. Oh, how the angels met.
Here, here, gentlemen, behave yourselves at the table. Mr. Dooley, how did you like them eggs you had on toast this morning?
Well, be gory, I was sorry for the toast.
Here, I'd have you to understand I keep a good table.
You do, and you keep it yourself, the boarders never get it.
Say, Sullivan, will you kindly pass the paralyzed sugar and the condemned milk?
I will, lad. Say, Mrs. Clancy, I hear you have a new servant girl. Is she black or white?
She's green. She just landed from Ireland on Tuesday.
Hey, Gary, this is not roast beef I'm eating. It's cowhide. Have you any oysters?
Oysters are not in season.
Well, bring them in and I'll season them myself. What have you for dessert?
Prunes.
Prunes? What again?
No more of them for me. I'm through.
Hey, Gary, I'm ashamed to look a prune in the face. Come on, boys. Leave us go in the parlor.
Come on, we went to Barnaby.
Hey, who the devil's that playing the piano?
Why, that's Miss O'Hara. She plays entirely the ear.
Hey, Gary, from the sound of it, I thought she was playing it with her feet. Say, O'Brien, you're always telling what a fine singer you are. Will you sing a song for us now?
I will.
That's right. Go ahead.
And if ever I return again,
where's the fight?
That's no fight. That's O'Brien singing.
Stop him, man. Stop him. He's choking.
Here, stop it, O'Brien. Stop it. What ails you, man?
Nothing ails me. I was singing.
Sure, that's not singing. I never heard a noise like that come out of a human being before. Did you strain yourself?
No, but I'll strain you.
Ah, come on, boys. Leave us all sing.
Here, gentlemen, stop it. Off the bed, every one of you.
Be gory, we had a fine time tonight.
Yes, I never enjoyed myself so thoroughly.
Come, my, well, boys will be by.